News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
It'll be life's mundane moments that will make our memoirs. So says a lifestyle editor at the Irish Examiner, Esther McCarthy, and she joins us now. Esther, tell me your mundane moments in life and why they're so important to you.
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, so I suppose I was asked to write about, you know, the moments that make our lives for the Connolly last week. And, you know, immediately you kind of start thinking about the moment I held my child, or that time I fell off a cliff, or, you know, the kind of terrible phone calls you get in the middle of the night that are, you know, life-changing. But really, and I know that a sign of me getting older, what, like, the when I think about my memoir and my life and, like, looking back at the moment, like, just right now, because I'm trying to do that all, you know, being mindful and living in the present, and genuinely, like, the nicest part of my day at the moment is just walking to school with the 10-year-old. So when I started thinking about that, then I'm like, that we all have those moments, and we kind of, because we're so busy, we pass them by. And I'm just trying to kind of focus on, you know, if my life is a memoir in the making, it's, I hope, you know, when my lads look back, it'll be the, oh, do you remember that morning walking to school with mom, having the chats, or, you know, like, I don't know, I think it just made me appreciate the fact that I have that time to do it, and the fact that they're getting so much older. The other two are teens, they'd rather die than walk to school with me, probably. So the fact that I still have this kind of precious time in the morning with the little man is nice.
I totally get what you're saying. There will be people listening this morning who'll say, it's the big stuff you remember, you know, the family holiday, the Christmas when Johnny came home from Chicago, and the bad stuff, obviously, that you remember, or, you know, those big events. Are you saying forget about all that and live in the moment and forget the bucket lists?
Of course, not forget about it, I suppose. But like when I think back about my mum, say I grew up with my grandparents, and when I think of my grandmother, it's brushing her, she's Laura's brushing her hair, you know. I don't remember any Christmas present. Christmas wasn't as mad back then, but yeah. I don't remember birthday. I remember just brushing her hair every night. We'd take turns having to brush her hair and, you know, putting on a bit of lipstick. And I suppose because it's, you know, I did have, and we do the series, What a Difference a Day Makes, that I commissioned, you know, asking people those 24 hours that change your life. And, you know, when I think about that, then it will be the fall, the diagnosis, the loss of someone, the births of my, you know, the terror if something goes wrong with the child, but then the joy of them being okay. But I think for now, like Kierkegaard, not to be too kind of philosophical about it all, but, you know, the saying, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. So there's no point, I think, of thinking back and all that. I think just to be in this moment now. Yeah. And you see, when we walk, right, we've got a gorgeous path. We get to go through this, the SMA missions actually in Cork for an atheist. It's very ironic that that's my favourite part of the morning. But they have this gorgeous garden there. There's a compass here. We bring the dog with us. There's loads of smells of the grass, you know. And I'm just hoping, you know, when my child again is thinking back of his time with me, like he might see the fresh grass when he's his own kids and be like, oh yeah, I remember those. And it's just so important for him at the moment as well, and probably for me, to have that just time on our own. It's 20 minutes on our own.
I agree.
It's having the, you know, just getting everything out before he gets into
school. I couldn't agree with you more. I know my wife has a moment where she takes a cup of tea and she puts up the blind and watches the sun come up in the morning, and that's her favourite time. And I remember coming back from a GAA game with my daughter, and there was two pals in the back seat, and they were belting out some song, I can't remember what it was, and then they were rolling down the window and roaring and shouting at people who were going to some big inter-county game that was on or whatever. And I actually remember thinking, I think this is the perfect moment of happiness.
That's gorgeous. And it's the simple things. It's not the expensive presents. It's not the, you know, it is just that being together, and we're privileged, really, aren't we? You know, with everything that's going on. I'm getting very philosophical of the morning.
Me too. I'm getting philosophical with you.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the and sometimes we give out about the chaos and the looking for the lunchbox and, the, you know, and our mornings are crazy. Like,
yeah.
But then when you're out and you're walking and it's chill and the chats, and I just really enjoy it at the moment. So I suppose it's just a little reminder to find the joy in the small things at the moment.
Well, that's that's really good advice. And I think the way the world is at the moment, that is no bad thing at all. Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor at the Irish Examiner. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know, what are those little mundane moments in life that you treasure and you cherish? 087-1400-106.
Now let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.